Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome into On the Air with Sonny Clark. This is our rabbit show. This is our premiere show. Been all excited here getting ready for today's show and getting it set in reality. And when it's set, it got a list of things that we're going to talk about here today. But on the air today, our program being brought to you by Wesson General Contracting. Folks, if you need anything as far as that kind of stuff is concerned, you've got to get a hold of Butch Wesson. This guy is the bomb. Without question. So that having been said, when you got problems, especially with what's going on here in Rowlett, and some of the other areas, as of last night we had a crazy, crazy storm. Now, I actually seen videos of this. If you haven't seen them, they are almost everywhere. But over where the side of over where Lake Levan is, it had some crazy stuff. Electricity was out everywhere. And hail hitting the roof. So there's problems quite possibly with people's hail on the far as damage is concerned and things like that. So you got to look out for those kind of things. And Butch Wesson, who is the proud sponsor of this show, and thank you very much, Butch Wesson and Wesson General Contracting. That's what they do. Roofing, gutters, siding, all that kind of stuff, especially when it came to the tornado that happened the day after Christmas and now tomorrow. He even goes out to Wiley. So if you have any kind of general contracting needs, whether it's roofing, whether it's siding or gutters or whatever, don't hesitate to give him a call at 214-200-5588. And we're going to talk to Wesson a little bit later on in this show. So keep your eyes and ears open for people who might need that kind of service. Okay, get them out there. Thanks for the sponsorship here for the show. But, I mean, there's a lot of damage that is out there. Cars, windshields have been busted out. And I'm sure there were a lot of people that felt like, well, man, we're back into what we were at the end of December, right after Christmas. And you can't blame them because the video that I've seen and what I have seen, okay, was incredible. It was almost scary. So the nerves of the people in Rowlett, I completely understand how they're feeling right now. If you feel a little on edge and, you know, feel a little testy, worried, wouldn't surprise me one bit. This is in this time when things go on, even hearing the testing of the horns in the first Wednesday, I think it's at 1 o'clock, sometimes even scares people. People are still dealing with what happened as far as that tornado is concerned, and then add up on what just happened here last night. People are still out of power in Rowlett. There's some folks that might be out in power and some in Whiting. That's the last that I've heard. As far as that's concerned, things are getting back up on it. But not just golf ball size hail, folks. I mean, I'm talking softball bigger in some places. You see the videos. You actually see the hail bouncing up on the grass up and down. After it hits, it bounces up. That's how hard it is. It was so hard that it didn't just dissipate when it hit the ground. So that being said, everybody is feeling a little bit nervous, and I don't blame them. It's just one of those things. And you got to be able to talk to people and make sure that everybody's okay. So first of all, everybody that's out there, if you have loved ones or what, make sure everybody's okay. Obviously, we talk about this kind of stuff. As this area, Rowlett itself, I'm going to tell you, one of the best as far as community outreach. In fact, I saw someone, I don't know who it was, up on the, and go to the Facebook page, folks. There's a lady out there, her car broke down, and she needs a little help to get work with the dart. People are reaching out for them. So people in this community are amazing in Rowlett. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, because there are a lot of props out there that need to be given to people for all the works that they have done. And it's, and they don't do it to get noticed, okay? I'm doing it just because I think it's something that could be good. I think it's something that people need to know about. And when the tornado hit in December, I mean, the show was scheduled for, you know, now. But when that tornado hit, it was just important for me to get up on air and let people know about some of the information that is out there. And that's what this is. It's a community show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that have to do with Rowlett. I'm going to bring on the mayor. I'm going to bring on Ange Button. I actually have a callback getting set to where we can get that interview set up for Angie Button. Political things that affect this town. That's what we're doing here. And without question, it's one of the things that I, when I set the show up, I felt it was needed. So as this crazy weather here in Rowlett and Texas, for crying out loud, keeps going on, people keep reaching their hands out for people in need, and I like that. I have never been part, and I've said it before, I've never been part of a community that sticks their hands out and actually gets filled. We've got plenty of communities in this country that stick their hands out and nothing happened. All you got to do is go up to Michigan and look at what happened in Flint. Although they're getting a lot of people handing out bottles of water, but I'm talking on a massive scale that happened here in Rowlett. So the fact that people are a little nervous this morning after what happened last night, can't blame them. Can't blame them at all. But keep that in mind. Everybody is okay, and that is good. Some things that we're going to be talking about up on the show, we're obviously going to talk to our main sponsor, that is Butch Wesson and Wesson General Contracting. And without question, without his sponsorship, we would not be here doing this show. So we'll be talking to him a little bit about some things that are important, especially with those that are still dealing with things in the tornado and dealing with insurance companies and dealing with things. Butch Wesson is going to be that guy. He's going to let you know. He's going to tell you some things that are going to be extremely important as far as what you do from now to when you get things done. And believe me, folks, there are plenty of places in this town that still haven't even been touched, let alone have work started. And if you're one of those that have not even had work started, then you need to get a hold of Wesson General Contractors. They are just too... The way it is right now, people who are dealing with insurance companies, you might need that person to lean on. You might need that person that knows more about it to lead you a little bit. And Butch Wesson is that guy. Without question, he is a guy that can go ahead and bring the information that you need to know so you can help yourself or for all that matters, might be able to help somebody else. So make sure you check into Butch Wesson and what's going on, what he is doing for not only for himself, but for the community. 214-200-5588 is that number. You got to check him out and see what's going on. Lots of other news that we're going to cover here on the air with Sonny Clark. Like I said, this show has been working for a long time, and we finally are able to get it up in the air. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the things that are going on in the community. We'll touch a little bit more up on this tornado. We'll talk to Butch Wesson a little bit later on in the show. But now we'll go ahead and take a break here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roast from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Caramel Cafe, located in Rowlett. And we are back here on the air with Sonny Clark. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here in our premiere show. Lots of things going on in the community. As you know, Sonny Clark is the radio voice of the Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball and football team. So make sure you head on over to the programming for that when it starts. Because, hey, football season is just around the corner for those that are in the area. I mean, high school football in Texas is so big. Only that, basketball will be bringing that to you as well. So the 2015-2016 season is up on us. I mean, literally, we're talking about 2 or 3 months away when we're getting started. And those that are interested in sponsorship for the Rowlett Eagles varsity football and basketball team, you can come in contact with me, Sonny Clark. Telephone number to come in contact with me, 888-257-MARK-THAT. I got to get the number, 888-914-4420. Give me a call or hit me up on Facebook. I'm the bald guy. Sonny Clark, look me up. I should be around. So that having been said, lots of things going on. Let's start with Rowlett High School, because Rowlett High School is big. Okay. By the way, just to let you know, okay, baseball is kicking off and having get that set
I'm going to get you an update on the baseball as one of our sponsors of the show. His son is on the ball team, so that's huge there. So, matter of fact, they got a game tonight at 6 o'clock. So the baseball team out up on the season, already getting started. They're playing Tyler Lee, actually. So, and that game's at Raleigh High. So if you want to, after today's show here, head on over and check out the Raleigh Eagles varsity baseball team. Also, a class of 2019 Booster Club meeting's happening at 6:30 in room 1152. So keep your eye on that as well. Also, the Garland IST Summer Enrichment Camps, the registration happens April 4th, which is already passed. Already and taken to April 29th. So you got a little time to get that done. So for this, the enrichment camps and things, that stuff, you've got to get that done. There's Camp Garland ISD, Digital Learning Universities for grades from 1 to 12. Youth Digital Summer Camp as well, 8 to 14 of ages for that one. Garland ISD Navigators for the 7th and 8th graders. The STEM Camp, that one's for 6th and 8th graders. And then the Robotic Camp, that's the big one. Everybody likes that one. For grades 6 through 9. And then Discovery Days, here it is, grades 6th and 7th grade, and Destination 2017, all current juniors. So having been said, keep your eye out for that as far as those camps are concerned. And the Garland ISD, they're pretty good about calling. As a matter of fact, sometimes when I look at the phone, it's the Garland ISD leaving you a message. If you got kids, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they'll come two or three times a day up on notice. So keep your eye out for that, for the Booster Club meetings and the Garland Enrichment Camp registration. That's good. Chicken Express Spirit Night happens at Chicken Express in Rowlett. That's also tomorrow. And then on the 15th, and this one's big. If you got kids, this one's big. The choice of subject deadline is going to happen. And those that are not familiar with that, you need to get familiar with that, especially for Raleigh High School, but all other schools got going on. Friday, April 15th, choice of subject period ends on that date. They have to have that. So the choice of forms are distributed to all the kids. So you should have it already to choose the courses for their next school year based upon their college and career goal. That's for Raleigh High School, and there's also that situation with some middle school stuff, so keep that in mind. So in the same grade, students enter the course choices that they want in Skyward as well as in Novice. At the secondary level, students are also going to complete their four-year plan of study. So check in with the counselors, parents. If kids haven't done good, Lord, I'm sure there are plenty of kids out there that have not informed you about certain things and important dates. This is important, so get that done. Check in with the counselor, whether it's Raleigh High School or over there at the middle school. It's important, so keep that in mind. So also, the fifth grade grading period starts on the 15th. So be ready for that. And there's also another baseball game on the 15th where your Raleigh Eagles are in action. And they are actually at Garland High School. So that game will be played over near Williams Stadium. That happened at 7 p.m. JV hits the field at 4:30 at Raleigh High School. And the varsity team, like we said, at Garland High School. So keep your eyes and ears open for the Rowlett stuff. That is huge as it is a town. And obviously, Sonny Clark covers the football team and the basketball team. And so that is huge there. And all that's going to be coming out. We're going to talk a little bit later on in the show about some of the things that are happening as far as the football and basketball team. That's going to be headed out your way. Give you the schedule as far as the football schedule. It is out, so I'll inform you of that schedule a little bit later on when we go into our sports portion of our show. So keep that in mind as we move on. You're listening to On There with Sonny Clark. It's our premiere show. Thank everybody for giving us a listen out here as Western General Contractors have made this show possible. And then also, our normal second show during the week is on a Friday. This week, it's actually going to be held on a Saturday, and it's going to be Saturday afternoon at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That show had been preempted because on the Couch Potato Sports Show, which does this programming here, this system, okay, there is an indoor football team taking the field. That would be Texas Revolution. So that coverage happens on Friday, so we cannot do the show normally like we do on Friday. We're going to do it on Saturday afternoon, and we'll hear from our fine sponsor of that show as well. That would be Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. You heard the commercial a little bit earlier. We're going to hear from Mr. Lucas. This guy, I will tell you, is one of my favorite people. I love talking to him, and you'll love, and he. This will be very informative for you as well, as far as your wealth, as far as all that stuff is later on in your life, how you plan for retirements and things of that sort. You know, Rick Lucas is an expert at that, and he will guide you in the right direction. So he's the fine sponsor of Saturday's show. We'll be talking to him a little bit as well. So that having been said, here we are here on the air with Sonny Clark. What we're going to do now is we're going to take another quick break here. We'll hear from some more of our sponsors here on the air. And that having been said, don't forget about some of the other things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to get into the community, everything else. We'll do that here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And as we are here on the air with Sonny Clark, I'd like to thank Wesson General Contracting for their sponsorship of our show here today. You'll be hearing twice a week. Also, folks, don't forget about the Couch Potato Sports Show Sunday edition. That show happens it actually fluctuates. It can start at 8, 9, or 10 on Sunday morning. So make sure you get the opportunity. If you're interested in the local sports, we'll be talking about the local sports on Sunday morning, and as well as bringing in cast of characters that we have on the Couch Potato Sports Show for our national coverage of all the sports. So make sure you get your eyes and ears open for that. So that'd be really good. So we're going to go back into our breaks here on the air with Son Clark. Don't forget, like I said, don't forget about On the Air with Sonny Clark and the Couch Potato Sports Show that happens on Saturday. So we'll take that quick break. We'll be right back.
It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Palio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
Back here on the air with Sonny Clark. It's me, Sonny Clark. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hit hard with a lot of weather last night. Those that are dealing with that, you know, again, get all the Wesson General Contractors at 214-255-88. They're proud sponsors of On the Air with Sonny Clark. I want everybody to know that we're going to talk to Butch Wesson in our next segment, and he's going to fill you in on a lot of things that are important for those that are still dealing with insurance companies, for those that have problems with their home, for those that need that extra assistance that just don't know. Wesson and Wesson, general contractors, are going to help you out and get you the information that you need in order for you to be successful. Again, the next show happens on Saturday at 4 p.m. You'll get the coverage of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Normally, it's on Friday, but there is a Texas Revolution indoor football game happening there as far as that's concerned. So our coverage on the Couch Potato Sports Show takes precedent to that show as it's live. It's a live show, and then we'll go ahead and get you guys all squared away here on Saturday with our show. So that having been said, and this is On the Air with Sonny Clark, let's thank everybody again for giving us a listen. Let's talk a little bit about that as far as the Texas Revolution are concerned. Those that are interested in sports, remember the Rowlett Eagles, their schedule is out. We're going to talk a little bit later about that as far as their schedule is concerned. Lots of things to look at on that schedule. I was taking a look at it, and I was going, some cool stuff going on there. So that having been said, keep your eyes and ear open for that. That's going to happen in a couple segments after we talk with Wesson of Wesson General Contractors. But let's talk a little bit about Texas Revolution Indoor Football. Champions Indoor Football, the name of the league, is kind of like a mid-country league. It's got 12 teams in it, and two of them are locally here in the Raleigh. I mean, you can go to either one of them. There's a team in Mesquite called Mesquite Marshall, and there's a team in Allen. It's called the Texas Revolution that plays at the Allen Event Center. That's the one that we cover for on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We do the live play-by-play there as well. But let's talk a little bit about Champions Indoor Football and the standings as far as the Northern Division. Now, this is a division that's not, but this is one of these teams are the team, the region that your Texas Revolution and the Mesquite Marshals play in, will play against in the championship games. I give you just an idea of what's happening in Champions Indoor Football. There's a 12-game schedule for all the teams, and then the playoffs happen. Three teams from each division make the playoffs. The top two in, or top one in each one of the divisions get the bye, and then week two, in, or teams that are in second and third place will battle it out to play the number one team in each division, and then they go on to the championship game. Those that know Sonny Clark and those that know the Texas Revolution know that they played in the championship game last year against the Sioux City Bandits. So it was a very good year for the Texas Revolution, and they're doing fairly well this year. We're going to cover that a little bit. Let's go to the Northern Division in Champions Indoor Football. The Wichita Force, they are 4-1. They lead that division, followed by the Sioux City Bandits, the team that the Texas Revolution played in the championship last year against. They are 4-2 on the season. The Salina Liberty are 2-3. The Chicago Eagles are 2-3. The Omaha Big, they're 2-3. And the Bloomington Edge, they're 1-3. Those six teams are in the Northern Division. One of them are going to be in the championship. In the Southern Division, where the Texas Revolution and the Mesquite Marshals play, let's go over the standings there. At 4-1, your Texas Revolution are on top in that division, followed by the same 4-1, the Duke City Gladiators. That's a team over in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Duke City is the little area there, but it's really all about Albuquerque there. So that having been said, the Duke City Gladiators at 4-1. We're going to talk a little bit about them. The Dodge City Law are 4-2 on the season. They're in third place. In fourth place are the Amarillo Venom. They are 3-2, followed by 1-5 Mesquite Marshals that play over at Mesquite Arena. And then the San Angelo Bandits, 0-5 out on the season. So that, looking at that schedule, Texas Revolution on top of that South Division, playing very well, got a big victory against the Wichita Force, knocked them out of the ranks of being undefeated. They are now 4-1. So the Revolution, and not only that, they played well. They stopped the Force defense huge. It was the final score, 74-42. The Mesquite Marshals, unfortunately, didn't have that success that the Texas Revolution had last week, as they took a crazy loss, and a loss that was set in the last second of the game, as the Mesquite Marshals were having a tough time trying to stay in a football game where they were kind of outmatched, but they actually ended up playing fairly well until the final, you know, final play of the game, as the Mesquite Marshals lost by a field goal. Actually, they only lost by one. So the Mesquite Marshals are in their situation where they are 1-5 out on the season. So their season's halfway over. So that's huge there as far as the standings concerned. I don't think that the Marshals are going to make the playoffs. That having been said, don't take it away from them. Go catch them over at the Mesquite Arena. Now, Mesquite Arena is a little bit different than the Allen Event Center, because there's like a 5-foot section away from the field. And actually, mark that, it's probably about 10 feet. So at the Allen Event Center, the fans are on top of it, right next to the Dasher boards. Over at the Mesquite Arena, it's back 10 feet, but it's still exciting football. And you can also catch those games as well if you have the CW33. Those games, their home games, are held on CW33. But the Marshals are on the road this week. They're taking on the Bloomington Edge in Bloomington, Illinois. Your Texas Revolution are at home. They're taking on the San Angelo Bandits. You'll hear that coverage over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. And then next week, the Revolution are on the road to take on the Duke City Gladiators. And then the next week, the Gladiators come back into the Allen Event Center. So that's the schedule for the Revolution. The Mesquite Marshals, as they Saturday, are on the road taking on the Bloomington Edge. And then the next time they're in action, the Mesquite Marshals, their season is, they have an actual bye, and they're not in action until later on in April 30th. They're on the road to take on the San Angelo Bandits. So that situation for indoor. So if you think football season is over, you're just not paying attention, listen here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And what we will do is we'll keep you, I call it the nicotine patch. The nicotine patch that will get you to the Super Bowl and get you into training camp. And you listen to the Couch Potato Sports Show for the live play-by-play of the Texas Revolution. All our websites, whether they are the Rowlett Eagles or the Texas Revolution or this show, is all on the Wix internet website. And I've been using Wix for years, so I trust them, I like them, and they work very well, and we put our shows up there. So it's the couchpotato.wix.com/ obviously on the air. If you're listening on the air, is what it is. Then after the slash for the Revolution, it's Revs Radio. And then for the Rowlett Eagles, it's Rowlett Eagles Sports. So you can hear all that coverage. And then if you want to hear the Sunday show, the one once a week show, sometimes twice, we'll throw up, if there's some big news, we'll throw up another show during the week. Okay, you can see that on sports show. So it's all the Couch Potato .wix.com, and then it's a /, and after that, it's Revs Radio, it is Sports Show, it's Rowlett Eagle Sports, and then, of course, on air. So that's where you find all that stuff as far as the coverage for the Texas Revolution and all that, as well as Rowlett Eagles. So keep eyes and ears open. Jump on those websites when it's time. We're going to do that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Butch Wesson. He is the proud sponsor of this show. And I'm glad he was able to get us up and running, and because this is an important community channel that we are going to work really hard and be the place where you can go for information. So let's do that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, folks, we'll talk to Butch Wesson. We'll be right back.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooters Coffee Cafe, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett.
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Don't just call any heating and air conditioning repairman. Call an expert. At Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, we are your experts. Whether it's a seasonal maintenance that keeps your system running at a peak efficiency or a complete replacement of your system, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning does it all. Common sense solutions for your home comfort. Stevenson's, where quality is our standard, not our goal. Give them a call.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And welcome back into On Air with Sonny Clark, as we are here with our main sponsor of our show. I got online, I got Butch Wesson. How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing great, Sonny. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Hey, I wanted to start, this is a good opportunity to talk about it with all the things that are going on. But those that don't know, Butch Wesson, he is a general contractor. He can do just about anything that you can possibly do to your home in order to improve it, to help your home get better. But I wanted to talk with the reason, obviously, the big news here in Rowlett was about the tornadoes, and there's been a lot of things that have been going on, and I know you've been trying to assist people and educate people about the situations that are going on with your house. And you recently mentioned to me, and I thought it was very interesting, and this would be good for the people that are listening, is about having an inspector taking a look at your home before work is done and after it was done. Explain a little bit about that, because I think it's very important for people in Rowlett, especially with all the people coming in and giving quotes and everything else. Let them know what they need to know, especially when it comes to their insurance policies.
Well, first of all, Sonny, you know, I like to always tell everybody the first thing you want to do is get a reputable contractor, you know, in a local guy, someone that everybody knows. The second thing and most important is if you've been through a tornado like this and the high winds, you want to have a structural engineer, a licensed structural engineer, come look at your home, because this is the time that you have to have it looked at for all the hidden damage. You know, with the trained eye, you can't see it all, even if you know what you're doing. You have to actually get into the house, pull it apart in some cases, and take it down to studs to see if the house is straight, if it actually has been lifted or not lifted. You know, the roof, the joists, it can be broke. You've got to get up in the attic and look around, and you want somebody to fall back on that you can hold accountable.
And when you do that, and I think that's very important, because what it does, if I'm not mistaken, I think you explained it to me, it makes it more easier for an insurance policy, seeing that you're taking all the necessary steps in order to make sure that your home is done and done correctly, more so than just having a general person just taking a look at it. Is there more credibility to the insurance policy holders when you bring that kind of report coming from those kind of people?
Well, sure. Of course, it's just like myself, when I go out to a tornado home, you know, I have to have somebody tell me how I'm going to put it back together, because here's the deal. I've got to warranty your home and stand behind it. And before I can do that, I got to have a trained engineer look at it and tell me, yes, this is what you got to do. This is the proper way of doing it. Is the foundation cracked? Has it been moved? You know, there's things like that a lot of people never even look at, never even thought of it. You know, they just think, oh, the roof's been tore up, we're going to put a new roof on it. fix the broken glass window and go on. Well, that's not necessarily true. All the hidden damage is there. It's got to be looked at. You know, and you have the opportunity while you still have your insurance policy open for everybody to look at it, get in it, find the damaged areas, work on it. You have the right to do that. You've got the right to have an engineer on your own. You've got a right to have an attorney. You have a right to have an architect. You have a right to have any general contractor to come out there.
I think that's important, and probably the most important advice is you move on in this case, because some insurance companies are known to just write a check and get you to sign your rights away as far as the policy. So they'll write a check and be done with you. Let people know how they could avoid that as far as the insurance company in conjunction with a general contractor, because I've heard already stories about people who've already signed away, and it's not going to be enough to take care of their home.
Well, it's never just, you don't ever just completely sign it away until you're actually send in your final invoice and say you're done with the home. I'm satisfied with it. I'm pleased with the contractor. I'm pleased with the work that's done. You know, your window's closed. You know, it's never closed until you say it's closed. You know, you have a window of opportunity there to make sure it's all done right. You know, and that's what you want to make sure that you do, you know. And by saying that, you know, have a reputable general contractor come out, look at it. Have an AC guy come look at your AC unit. You know, make sure it's done properly. You got to have a plumber look at things, an electrician. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if the electrical wires have gotten wet, they need to be replaced all the way from that point back to the breaker box. There's so many different things that go on in a house that's hidden that people don't notice and know about. It's not just come out, dry the house out, and clean it up, and we're done. And not have, you know, that's where you need to have, you know, the state of Texas really always said would have regulated contractors in there and have everybody licensed, but we don't have that yet. Hopefully someday we will. But until then, you got to know that the guy's a reputable guy. You know, you've got to know he's done work in the town. He's registered with the city, most importantly, you know, and ask friends and, you know, family members, people that use him, ask them for references. You know, if he comes out and asks you for the money right off the bat, you don't want to use him. You know, obviously he needs money to do the job, but he should be able to stand on his own. You know, check his vendors out. Make sure that he doesn't owe money to anybody, you know, that he's not paying his bills. You know, it's just like your credit. You want to make sure you got a good credit. Make sure he has good credit with his vendors, you know, and that way you know he's a good, reputable guy.
Now, you're talking general contracting, and general contracting is such a broad stroke, really, in reality, when you think about it, Butch. So that being said, let's talk about some of the things that you do as far as maybe not just necessarily because of the tornado that has hit in this area, but what about what you do? What is there a specialty that you do, or being the big thing here?
Right, I'm more of a storm restoration general contractor. I go in after the storm and make sure everything's done right. I start from A and work all the way to Z, which a lot of people don't understand that. The first thing I do is I have to get you to sign a contract with me so that way I can talk to your insurance company, I can talk to your mortgage company, I can hire people on your behalf as a structural engineer, an HVAC guy, which is an air conditioned heating guy, an electrician to come out. I hire all these guys and have them come in. They work underneath me, and I'll supervise them and have them come and check every part of your house out. And that way that I got them, I've got a signed, sealed, delivered piece of paper saying your system is up and working properly. Then I have that I can go by to the insurance company, if it's not, and say, look, you need to cover this, or this is not covered, you know, then you have to pay for it. But 98% of the time, everything's covered under your insurance policy. You know, in most cases, I just have to look at your policy and go through your declarations page and see what your coverage you have. Everybody has different coverage. And a lot of things are getting changed on a daily basis. When your policy renews, you get it in the mail. Most people don't open it up and read it. They open it up and file it in their filing cabinet or their filing system they have, and they don't actually read the policy, which they may go through there and drop things off as cosmetic declarations. They're no longer going to pay for cosmetic damage done to gutters and AC coverings and carport coverings and stuff like this, window screens. You want to make sure that coverage is still there. And, you know, they're notorious for dropping stuff like that, you know, over time.
Yeah, you got to be very careful. Now, let's talk a little bit about non-insurance and folks that don't have insurance or just need something done around the house. Your specialty, do you have a specialty that you work best with, or we go back to that word general being that broad stroke of the paintbrush?
Really, it's more of a general. I do everything. I specialize in it all. You know, it's mostly specialize in insurance, storm restoration, flood insurance policies. You know, when the house is flooded, the toilet backs up, a hot water heater breaks, or you have a washing machine breaks. Because when that happens, your house floods out, the sheetrock gets wet in it. It has to be dried out properly. If not, it has to be cut out, you know, and there's proper steps of that. So you don't have the mold and mildew growing back in your house. You know, that's
right.
A dirty word to people's mold and mildew, and it is,
yes,
you know. But
is.
We want our families to live and breathe, you know, the right air. We don't want anyone getting sick.
And that's important. And I know water restoration was one of your things that we were talking about when we were getting together and doing that. And the importance of water. And describe a little bit about water, because I heard the story, and maybe you can confirm it. If you got water in one area, you're bound to have water in the other because of the way that water moves.
Right. It just runs, you know, and no one knows where it runs to. You know, it runs until it stops, you know, and we can't see it a lot of times. It's behind sheetrock. It runs, and we don't know it's wet in that area until it's too late. You know, the mold started growing. The only proper way to get to it sometimes is ripping the walls out, pulling the showers up, shower pans up and out, bathtubs up and out, you know, and behind water heaters. You know, there's proper ways of installing water heaters now, you know, that.
Yes.
They did it one way. There's new code that's going in all the time, which, you know, there's a 2013 code. Now there's 2015 code that's out now that they're adopting. And there's so many different areas of that. It's why you have to have a general contractor that knows the ins and outs. And, you know, as I do, like I said, you know, I have independent adjusters. I have architects. I have engineers, you know, on staff, you know, that are a phone call away from me, as well as independent adjusters, public adjusters, I can, you know, and attorneys. You know, it just falls in those lines. You have to have these guys set that you can call immediately and not look for them. There's also biochemists, you know, engineers that come out and they look for the mold and the air quality. You have to have those guys. A lot of these guys that call themselves contractors don't have these guys lined up, and you have to have them lined up so you can call them at the drop of a hat, have them out in the 24-hour notice, and that's what we need. There's a lot of damage that's been done here in the city of Rolette, in the city of Garland, you know, and it's unfortunate. You know, I grew up here and have many friends and family out here, and I want them all taken care of the right way. I wish I could take care of all of them myself, but, you know, I'm only one man and can do so much. But there's so many other good guys out there. I know lots of them here in the town, and I would refer any of them to you, you know. And if you want to call me and ask me about somebody, you know, I'm open to it. Call me anytime, you know, and I can tell you my experience with them. A lot of times everybody says, check with the Better Business Bureau, check with Angie's List. Remember, folks, the Better Business Bureau, it's a great organization, but try to look them up and find out where their office is. There's not a physical office. You can't go to a physical office and say it says Better Business Bureau on it. You know, they're just an organization gathering information, but they charge a fee. You know, the best, you know, is always finding a referral from friends, family, someone you know that you can trust, you know, that you can actually find that they've worked and been here for 20 years, 30 years, where they live, you know, and the word of mouth is the best advertisement always. You always want to get that guy that you know. There's several of them around, and a lot of them are good friends of mine. And you want a good plumber. You know, I didn't bring that up. As a good plumber are good, too. You want to have a good plumber. This town was built, the city of Rolette was built by a great plumber, you know.
Yeah, it sure sounds like experience is probably the most important, because you will get these notices on the door from people that are walking around. And right there, to me, and I'm just your normal average guy, if someone's just going around and putting it on the door, that might be someone that you might want to stay away from, or is that maybe not necessarily true?
Well, you know, it's not necessary. I wouldn't say it's necessarily true, but they shouldn't be, you know. Like I said, the word of mouth is always the best advertisement. Always, you know, you always want to have referrals. But, you know, we call them gypsies that come in town. That, you know, I always look at it as if they got a 1-800 number on their sign or a 1-800 number on their business card, first and foremost, they're not local. You know, that's, you know, and some people say, well, that's not true. Have a local number, somebody that you know is in town, that you see their signs around town. You see there's people wearing their shirts or ball caps. You know, we go to a local peewee football game or baseball game, see if they advertise, see their name on the signs there. Those people are there for a reason. They're advertising those little league teams for a reason because they're part of the community, you know, and
absolutely.
I'm a big believer in that. Give back. You know, I think everyone should do, you know, I think everybody does that.
Yeah, you were just recently at a city meeting trying to help people at the city meeting, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, sir. I was at the last one they had there at the church on Dow Rock, and I had a real good friend of mine that's an independent adjuster and another guy that was a public adjuster there to help folks that have, you know, feel like they haven't been done right by their insurance company just so they can, you know, help people out. And they're all there for free, you know, to give free information. Of course, you know, everybody's there to make a living too. You know, some of the guys are there to you know, to advertise their businesses. But they're good folks. They're good Christian people, you know, and they're out to help as any way they can. They want to make sure that everybody's treated right and their claims are maximized so they get everything they deserve. You know, insurance companies are great companies and they're out there and they're taking your money on a daily basis and, you know, get them to pay you back what they owe you. You know, when you buy an insurance policy, you buy a piece of paper. It's a promissory note, you know, to take care of you. And, you know, and a lot of times they don't want to stand up to their promise, you know, and that's all we have is their word, and we take it and we buy it because we're forced into having to do it by lenders, you know, and mortgage companies that say you have to have insurance because we're going to loan you the money. And
you bet.
So when we do that, then we want to make sure they're there to do what they're supposed to do, and then they don't. Then that's where the ball falls, you know. Okay, well, how can I make them? You know, I want what I deserve.
Yep. And being in the insurance business for as long as I had before I got into broadcasting, and even while I was in broadcasting, that statement is so true. You got to make them do what they're supposed to do, because in reality, this is what people don't realize. The insurance policy is a policy, but the policy is actually a contract, and you got to make them live up to what they promise on their part. You promise to pay, they got promises that they got to keep on their side, and that's where experience comes in with Western General Contracting.
Exactly, Sonny. You know, you like, as you said, you've got to make them live up to their promise and their promissory note, you know, and
yep.
It's a contract. And, you know, as I've always been told, the contracts are one thing. They're made to be broken, as you see in the pro football and pro baseball and all the professional athletes out there. Those contracts are broken every day. You know, they're let go and they don't want to play for this amount of money. They want to go back and play for more. And they're made to be broken. That's what a contract is. And you know, it shouldn't be right. As you know, the insurance companies, they sell them, we buy them, and we're forced into buying them in some cases and stand up to them and pay. You know, and there's some great insurance companies out there. Don't get me wrong by any means. You know, just make sure you get a good, reputable guy that can work with them. That there's a lot of preferred vendors, general contractors, preferred vendors, roofers, plumbers, and stuff that are on some list of the insurance companies that are preferred. Then there's some that are on other lists. You know, they say that don't exist, but you know, I would say that there are those lists out there. You know, if you don't do your job right, you're going to be on there.
He is Butch Wesson. He is of Wesson General Contracting, and he's a sponsor of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Butch, thanks for joining us, and we're going to be doing this. We're going to bring in more things, and we're going to talk about some of the things. We only covered just, you know, the topsoil of your grass, okay? There's lots of other things that we're going to be talking about. Thanks for, obviously, your sponsorship of the show, and thanks for coming on and educating people, and that's a good thing that we're doing here is educating people to help them have a better life and a better home and get their homes put back together, especially after this natural disaster.
Thank you, Sonny, and God bless everyone, and have a good evening.
And he is Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contracting. We're going to take a quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark, and when we come back, we got something interesting for you, so just hang on tight. Hang through the commercials. I'm sure you'll love it. We'll be back here on Air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors.
We're back here on the Year with Sonny Clark. As we are getting set here and talking a little bit about Butch Wesson for the information. Some good information rolling through there, so I'm glad that we were able to have him online here on the Year with Sonny Clark. So that having been said, the show must go on. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on. By the way, just to let you know, it's a community show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. As the Rowlett website, that is the place to go. It's got a lot of information on it, and it tells you a lot of things that you may need to know, especially when it comes to your community, your family, and things that you want to do as a family, and those important things that when you're deciding what you're going to do with your kids for the summertime. The place to go, head on over to the Rowlett website. It's got a lot of things on it, such as the Rowlett Youth Baseball League, okay, for spring 2016. It's an easy online registration. You just go to the website on the go to Rowlett website, and there's a website that you're going to hit. It's https://webtrack, that's WBTRAC.RowlettTech.gov. Then click the youth program box in the activity number search, and then you can find out all of the leagues that are going on that are sponsored there by the Rowlett Parks and Recreation with the youth baseball leagues. You can check those out. And you go there, you go to the shopping cart, you hit the enroll button, get a username and password, do all that stuff, and then you'll be ready to go for the Rowlett Parks and Recreation Youth Baseball League. Always important, and when you're deciding what you're going to do with your kids and getting that's always a good place to go. So check that out. And like I said, their website is full of a lot of things. There's youth girls volleyball. There's a league there. There's youth basketball leagues. You can get that on the website as well. The Skyhawk Sports, that's on there as well. So check that out, because there's lots of important things going on the website. And if you haven't been to the website, you need to get there, so because it's full of the information. A lot of stuff you'll hear, I'll give to you as well. But the city council meeting and the mayor's office and all that other stuff, all the important stuff is on there. You can find out what's going on, when next meetings are, and there's construction updates over there on the website, as well as the website for for the animals as well. So keep that in mind. So, by the way, just a note for the city council. The city council is here to serve you. That's what they say. So it's a home rule subject to the state of Texas law. Rules and regulations, all those are handled by the city council, and it's an elected officials there. So that, just to let you know, the meetings for the city council, they're the first and third Tuesday of each and every month, and that is at City Hall Municipal Building. So when needed, the city council will also hold special meetings, workshops, and public hearings in addition to the regular council meetings. So if there's need for it, they will get out there. They are going to let you know about it. So also, as required by law, all the meetings and agendas, they are posted in advance on the city bulletin boards, which are at the city's official posting place. And on those bulletin boards, they're located inside the foyer. They're the City Hall Municipal Building that's located at 4000 Main Street in Rowlett. It's over at the east exit door. And you can get the agenda as well. And also, you can also call as far as that, because they want to hear from the citizens. Make sure you give them a call. You can email them as well. But you can give them a call at 972-412-6115 for any kind of thing that needs to go on, any kind of things that you need to know about. So as far as, just to let you know, for the people who are there, the mayor, Todd Gattell, he's going to join us here at some point. I'm going to, when, as soon as I get a date set down with him, Todd's going to join us. He's going to give us an update on tornado situation that has happened and keep you informed. And he was on the show when we had the emergency show. He took time out of his day. It was a little bit afterwards, but he gave you a big update on a lot of things that he did right here on the air with Sonny Clark when we did those. So make sure you got over there. Also, Michael Gallup, he's the mayor pro team. He's in part of Place 6. Dana Bashan, she is deputy mayor. She's part of team Place 2. Robert Van Bloomendale, part of Place 1. Carl Pranktat is at Place number 3. Then Debbie Bobbitt is at Place 4. Rick Sheffield is plus 5. So those are your council members that are that have been elected. So if you have any questions like that, you can let them know about what's going on. Also, don't forget about the animal services. And those are huge. I mean, you can adopt a pet. You go there for animal fights, animal intakes. They actually also rent out humane trap rentals. So, you know, in case I've seen a lot of little rodents around that you don't want to kill them, they'll give a trap rental out there for you. Lost and found pets there. They also offer low cost spray, neutering, and vaccines. Nuisance complaints are handled there as well. Get your pet registration. And literally, folks, it took me less than 5 minutes and $5, and we registered our pet as well. The volunteer opportunities are there as well. So you always give them a call, 972-412-6297, to get a hold of them. They'll keep you informed, and you can also find their hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Saturday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 5. They're closed on Sundays for the shelter. The patrol hours are just the same, except on Sunday or Saturday. They're 8 to 5 for the patrol hours, and emergency only on Sunday. So you can find a lot of this information out on the website. Keeps you updated and what's going on. You can also find out about a lot of the things as far as the budget is concerned. If you haven't been keeping up with the budget and what's going on for the city, you can find that out by just going on the Rowlett homepage. So go to the Rowlett homepage. It'll let you know a lot about the budget, and they stick by a budget, and you can see exactly what's being spent, when and where and why. So check those things out on the website. Those are huge for the city of Rowlett. Some other things that are going on in the community, folks, Dickie's Barbecue is some of the best barbecue that is out there. And he has been holding semi-annual car shows out there. And the next one is on April 16th. And that is all set and ready to go for you. You go out there. They have all kinds of things going on at that place. And it's at Dickie's Barbecue. And that having been said, with the Dickie's Barbecue, like I said, it's some of the best out there. You can see all kinds of vehicles out there. The Dickie's Barbecue, they've got a nice, fancy car out there. And a lot of people go out there, show off their vehicle, the car show that's out there. So make sure they also have some sponsorships ready. Still, if you wanted to be a sponsor over there, you can get a hold of Guy New over at Dickie's Barbecue, and he'll help you out, get you all set and ready to go to do what you got to do, be a part of the car show. It's always neat. There's always kind of things that are out there that are huge to learn about vehicles and just look at some cool vehicles. They got a lot of things going on with music and all kinds of stuff, so that's huge as well. Also, to let you know, this one's a big one. Matter of fact, why don't we do this? I want to spend some time on that. We're going to talk about the Prepare Fair. So we're going to do that. So let's do this. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about that. If we can get it to work.
At Wesson,
Tennessee Titans.
Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement.
And we are back here on the Air with Sonny Clark. It's our premiere show. A few more minutes left to go in the show. Let's talk a little bit about one of the ones. And this is big because of the tornadoes. This is big because of the big storm that happened yesterday. 11 days are remaining to tell the 2016 Rowlett Prepare Fair. So on April 23rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., you need to make yourself available if you want to learn a little bit more about what is going on. So what it is, it's the 2016 Rowlett Prepare Fair, and it's being sponsored by the Rowlett Certified Emergency Response Team. So they're going to bring you preparedness, education, seminars, and all kinds of things that will help you during these times when, in case of an emergency, what you can do, what you can do to volunteer, what you can do to help, what you can do to be part of the Certified Emergency Response Team. There's all kinds of things that are going to be happening there. So if you get the opportunity, this was a huge thing. I think this is one of the most important things as far as people who want to be involved with the communication or the community, especially with all the things that are going on. You can do so. Again, it's on Saturday, April 23rd. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at a First United Methodist Church. That's located at 4405 Main Street. It's no cost, and again, it is sponsored by the certified CERT that can get y'all squared away, the Certified Emergency Response Team. And those things are important, and I say that because as far as the community is concerned, being organized is huge. Especially with what happened in the tornado, especially with how things were going to happen, this will give you an idea of how that works. It also will help you be more prepared as well to get you all set and ready to go. So everybody is welcome to come. So if you get the opportunity, it's going to be huge. It's going to be something that the community can be a big part of. And the important thing is learn and then being organized. So once everybody has the situation being learned and organized, you can also check out on YouTube. They have a video of all the things that are going to be covered over there. So get an opportunity, head on over to Rowlett Prepare Fair, and you can get that on Facebook. Now, a lot of information for the city and everything else, you can get right there on the Rowlett page, and that's a huge place for you to go. Mayor Todd Cadell's out there, and he does all his stuff on Facebook. You can keep up with it. More so Twitter, because there's a lot of information. You can't get a lot of information out to a lot of people unless you're on Facebook, because Twitter and those character limits that you have. So there's also on April 23rd through the 25th, emergency preparation supplies, okay, the sales tax holiday. So what happens is you can purchase certain emergency preparation supplies tax-free during the 2016 emergency preparation sales tax holiday. There's no limit to what you can buy on the qualifying items. You can purchase and do whatever you want with them or whatever you need. So you don't need to have to be issued out an exemption certificate, or anything else. All you do, this year's holiday, that starts 12 a.m. Saturday, April 23rd. It ends at midnight on April 25th. So the emergency preparations supplies that qualify for the tax exemptions are purchase price of less than $3,000, okay? Portable generators, less than $3,000, no tax. Less than $300 for hurricane shutters and emergency ladders. Less than $75, and this one's huge, for batteries and single multi-packs for the AAA, AA, the Cs, Ds, 6 or 9 volts. Those are huge, so no tax on that. So first aid kits, all these that I'm going to say are under $75. Fuel containers, ground anchor system, and tie-down kits, hatches, axes, mobile telephone batteries, and mobile telephone chargers. That's another one. Non-electric coolers and ice chests for food storage. Non-electric can openers. Portable self-powered light sources such as light flashlights, things of that sort, as well as the portable self-powered radios, including the two-way and weather radio band. Reusable artificial ice products. Smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, carbon monoxide, tarps, and other plastic sheeting is going on. There are some that do not qualify for the tax exemption, and I want to go through those as well so that you know, so you don't get there and go, well, why aren't we getting that? So these supplies do not qualify for the tax exemption. Camping stoves, camping supplies, chainsaws, plywood, extension ladders, step ladders, tents, repair or replacement parts for emergency preparation supplies performed on or related to emergency preparation supplies. So that having been said, keep that all out there. So if you purchase a ladder for, like, say, $299 with a delivery charge, the total sales price is $309, because the total sales price that goes over, there will be a tax due if it goes over the limit that is set for the item that you're buying, then sales tax will be a part of it. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Again, it's through the 29th, and it starts, the date that starts is April 23rd. So if you're interested in that, you can save some money, save the tax and things of that sort, and everything else. On the Rowlett Repair Fair, there's a lot of other interesting things that you can learn on that website. And I'd like to thank Chris Paul. He is a guy that I know. He put that note out there. So that is huge as well. So, again, so the other things that are going on, let's talk about the football team. We are going to cover the football team yet again on the Couch Potato Sports Show via the Wix website. And folks, I want to tell you the huge response that we got for the last game. It was the playoff game. Unfortunately, they lost. We had over 11,000 people listening to that game. So it is huge as far as football. Of course, football is huge here in Texas. So with Texas being huge, that was no great. It was almost a surprise, but it really didn't surprise me with the way that the football team is. So coverage, again, that's going to be starting. We will bring you from day one on that. Even though that they changed the positioning of some of the teams, we don't have Rockwall in our regular schedule, but they're in our outside schedule within the first game. So we will see Rockwall. And that game is actually going to be played over in Rockwall as part of the first three games of the season for your Rowlett Eagles to prepare for district games. So look out for that. So didn't lose Rockwall, which is kind of cool because didn't want to lose Rockwall. And the reason why I didn't want to lose it, because it's the bridge border. It's a game. It's a rivalry game that we don't get a lot to talk about. So a good rivalry over there with Rowlett. So that is huge for everything going on. So we are all sick here. It is now going on 3:22. We're about ready to head off. We're going to keep you up to date with some of the other things. Remember, our show is going to happen on Saturday, not Friday. Our normal time is Friday at 2 o'clock when we will be doing our Friday show. This week, because of the Texas Revolution in action, that show will actually air on Saturday. But normal shows are going to be on Tuesday and Friday, so make sure you're aware of that. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what you can expect on the show here coming on Saturday. We'll be right back.
Tennessee Titans.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them.
At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooters Coffee Cafe, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation.
We are back here on the air. We're about ready to go off air. I just want to keep people informed of what's going to be happening in some further shows, okay? We'll be talking about issues as far as political things that have to do with Rowlett. Just want to keep you up to date. This one here is just kind of give you an idea of what we're going to do. We'll bring up subjects that we'll talk about. We'll have on-air calls. If you wish to get in online, you're going to be more than welcome to do so. We're going to have on Angie Button, of course, she is our congressman in the, our House of Representative person in the area. Mayor Tom Cattell is going to also join us here in the near future, all within the first 3 weeks of our show. So keep your eyes and ears open, especially for Todd Cattell. He'll go ahead and he'll give us all the information that we need to know as far as what's going on, as far as the tornado updates and what's going on with the city and things of that sort. He's always a great guest. Matter of fact, you can go back and listen to the On the Air with Sonny clip where he was on. He gave out some great information. I'm sure he's going to bring out some more good information for the show when he's up on the air with Emmy Clark. So that is going to do it for us here today. Make sure that any questions or anything, find me on Facebook. I'm the Bald Fat Sonny Clark. Find me out there, okay? And the reason why is because we can get you all squared away. We can, if you've got something that you want to cover, something that you want to talk about, we can give that some consideration and try to get it up on air. So that is always huge, too. A lot of participation will be wonderful. This one here just kind of gets going and got us set. So that's going to do it for us here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Hope everybody had a good time. Any other questions, of course, find me on Facebook and direct message me. That would be fine. We'll work through some technical difficulties when we have them. But that being said, it is what it is. So we'll try to get all square. Again, thanks for Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors being the sponsor of the show here. He'll be the sponsor of the Tuesday show, and the sponsor of the second show is going to be Nest Egg Web Advisor Rick Lucas. It's good stuff. He's going to teach you a lot about a lot of things when it comes to your investing and that kind of thing. So we'll have a conversation with Rick Lucas on Saturday about that situation. Hope everybody has a good day. I'm Sonny Clark. Everybody have a good day. We'll talk to you next time on the Air with Sonny Clark.